This is the Arab Street Radio and Podcast. I'm Ray Hanania. I do two podcasts, this one on the Middle East and another on mainstream American politics. Thank you for listening to this podcast where we talk about issues in the Middle East, Palestine, Israel, and American policies. You can get more information on all of my podcasts by visiting www.hanania.com. And good morning, everybody. It's Friday, April 10th, 2020. I'm Ray Hanania, special U.S. correspondent for the Arab News newspaper, and you're listening to the Arab Street Radio and Podcast broadcast from Detroit, Michigan through 690 AM WNZK Radio. Happy Easter Sunday, April 12th to traditional Christians. Today is Good Friday for them. For Orthodox Christians, Easter is next Sunday, April 19th, and I always argue that the Orthodox Christians, we have it made because traditional Christians buy all of their Easter stuff this past week, but after traditional Easter, everything goes on sale 75%. So the Orthodox Christians, we can buy everything for like 25 cents on the dollar. All the peeps we want and all the chocolate bunnies. The Arab Street Radio and Podcast is part of the U.S. Arab Radio Network, hosted by Layla El Husseini, in an effort to energize and empower Arab Americans to stand up for their rights. For more information, go to my website at hanania.com. And afterwards, you can get this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or by visiting my podcast website at thearabstreet.org. We are also broadcasting on Facebook Live, and I want to say hello to Melissa Fayed, who is watching and helping me just to make sure everybody can hear everything. In fact, when I sigh, she said she can hear me. So Melissa Hussein Fayed, thank you for hooking in with us this morning. We're going to be talking about the coronavirus, of course, for most of the show, but at 8:30 we'll be joined by Hala Senyara Shuaibi, who is with Life for Relief and Development in Michigan, and they're going to talk to us about all the stuff that they're doing. So I'm just, peeps. Yeah, we love peeps. You know, this is actually cool. I should do this all the time. I should broadcast on Facebook and, get react from people. Cindy Marie, thank you. Hey, there's another one I got to remember. There's the camera. I got to wave that way. Yes, I love peeps. Peeps are great. So everybody is, you know, at home, at least most people are, because it's coronavirus. What was really funny was at the last show, it was like a different world a month ago. And today, it's like we're living a movie. Contagion is a good one. I can't remember when Contagion came out, but it had to have been like a number of years ago. But one of the things that I just passed right over my head when I watched the movie the first time was this word social distancing that they were talking about. And then these other things about special meds that were being kept secret, you know, to fight the contagion and the virus, and that all that is playing out in real live time. And so many people, though, sadly, I mean, as weird as all this stuff is, so many people are dying. They had almost 17,000 deaths here in the United States, which is pretty close. It's getting close to what happened during the swine flu, which was, I think, about 11 years ago. The swine flu took a lot. I mean, it infected a lot of people. There were many people who died. And I don't think we went through the same thing that we're going through now. As many people died, in fact, I think more people died from the swine flu, and although maybe we're going to see worse fatalities, which I hope doesn't happen, but it's hard to believe that that this is worse, and the lengths that we're going to, staying at home, we're self-quarantining. This is the first time, though, that I had somebody that I knew who died from this virus, Mansour Tadros. I want to give him a quick plug because he was such a good person. He published an Arab American newspaper for a long time, 10 years here in the Chicago area, or 19 years, I'm sorry, in the Chicago area. And he got sick in March. I think it was around March 25th. It was like a Tuesday. He went to the hospital, and then Wednesday they sent him home. So he was at home on Wednesday with coronavirus, all the symptoms, And then by Saturday, he woke up in the morning, got really sick, and couldn't breathe. He just could not breathe. They called an ambulance. He was with his family, and they knew things were bad. He said his goodbyes to his sons, his daughter, his wife. It's just, and I'm sure this has played out in almost 17,000 other homes around the United States. He got in the ambulance. They took him to the hospital. He died in the ambulance, just like that. So maybe this coronavirus is obviously worse than the swine flu, but it's just horrible. So I hope everybody is safe. I'm in my home, as you can see, in my office downstairs with all my library where I have all my books, all these Middle East books that I don't read anymore because everything is by audiobook, everything is online, everything is, you know, out there. So, and a lot of you, even in the studio, I want to thank our producer, Dylan George Arabo, who is in studio probably. I'm assuming Dylan is. And we want to thank him for all that he's doing. It takes a lot of courage to go out there. Since I'm at home, I don't need to wear the mask, you know, that I have. But, you know, it is a new world today that we are going through. And I just want to say, hey, what's up to everybody? Dan, Khalil, everybody. It's really nice that, you know, Facebook, I think, will do this, you know, more often, I think, when I do this radio show. So I'll talk to Layla and we'll get everything together. Our number is 248-557-3300 if you want to call. Got to keep the comments short. We're only an hour long. And at 8:30, like I said, 8:30 Detroit time, 7:30 Chicago time, 3:30 Jerusalem time. They're watching us over there in Jerusalem, too, on the internet. We will have Hala Senora Shuaibi, who is a spokesperson for Life for Relief and Development. It's a Muslim organization that helps people in need, and they have this big campaign to respond to the coronavirus. It's just horrible. I got to tell you, first of all, being at home this week, I've tried to do everything, you know, from home. I wrote a story for the Arab News newspaper in Saudi Arabia, Dubai, London, and a number of other countries here in the United States. We're spreading, of course, the Arab News newspaper. It's in English. I did a story on Christians, traditional Christian Arabs, traditional and Orthodox, who are celebrating Easter. That should appear in the paper this weekend. And I'll tell you, some of them, all their services, most of them, I'd say, probably the majority, all their Easter services are being done online. They're using this system called Zoom. Zoom is complicated. You know, I have Zoom. I've been trying to work it out. The problem with Zoom is I want to call somebody. Uthman, how are you, man? Steve Newhouse, my buddy out there, how are you? George, also, I want to say hello to you. This is like a virtual world now. Zoom is so complicated because I want to broadcast live. It's easier on Facebook, but I want to broadcast live. I want to have guests on Zoom, and then you can open it up to 10,000 listeners. So I've been talking with my friend in Israel, Israel Campbell, about doing a comedy show, a virtual e-comedy show online to bring some of our comedians together to perform, to help bring some happiness to everybody out there stuck in the world of the coronavirus, COVID-19, this pandemic. You know, it's just terrible. Make sure you take care of yourself. Let's go to the phone line and say hello to our buddy in the Detroit area, Jerry Haba. Jerry, welcome to the radio show. We're live on Facebook and online and on radio. And in heaven, too, because my mother's from Bethlehem. Jesus is my cousin. Hey, Jerry.
Good morning to you,
there you are, Jerry.
All right. We're still alive.
Aunt Sonia is there, too. Yes, we're good. We're on Facebook. So I get to let everybody see the fact that I put on a lot of weight this past week. There's no exercise. And my hair, I'm turning into a Led Zeppelin lead guitar player with my hair getting really long. Almost, it's going to get down to my shoulders by the time we're done. How are you doing, Jerry?
Fine, thank you, Ray. And thank you for taking my call, Ray. And I want to wish you a happy Easter.
Thank you.
I know we are in very bad time. We are all prisoner in our own home, but we don't have a choice. But when it comes matter of safety, we have to be careful. We have to follow the rules and the regulation of our state the governor of Michigan, Ms. Kristen Whitmer. I believe yesterday
everybody, all of them, a lot of the states, I think.
To the end of the month. And I mean, Ray, I want to thank your new producer, Mr. Dylan George Arabu. And he is a wonderful person, and he's the grandson of the late journalist, Mr. George Arabu, who passed away last year.
I didn't know that.
Yes. I mean, all right, Mr. George Arabu, very famous.
Yes, I do. I know him. I knew him.
And the radio was Idaat Sawt al-Shabab and Al Uruba radio talk show. And that person, Ray, he gave a lot to the community, to all the Middle Eastern community, and he deserved to be respected. And his grandson, which he is right now, Dylan, your producer, he is the CEO of the radio station, radio talk show, Sawt al-Shabab, Sawt al-Aruba, and he filled the shoes of his grandpa, George Arabu. So I want to just tell you, salute to Dylan. He's a wonderful young person. He's young in his age, and he's big in his brain and personality. So in the meantime, Ray...
And just listen, let me say thank you, because I got to let you go. For some reason, they can't hear you. I'm not sure why, Jerry, on Facebook. That's kind of weird. But
okay. Right. I want to also wish Mike Shepka good luck to recover, because Mike, the producer, he was a beautiful person, and I wish him fast recovery. Ray, happy Easter.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you very much. I'm sorry that... welcome Hisham Shahab and Ahmad and Othman and Shaker. And, of course, my lovely Aunt Sonia, too. Welcome. It's so nice to have everybody here. So many people are watching this. I know you can hear me. And then we got to figure out how we're going to get people to hear the audio when our guest comes on at 8:30. See, that's a problem with technology. When I interviewed all these pastors, Ferris Fakhouri, how are you too? One of the challenges facing this internet stuff is that, there's sound restrictions going back and forth. You know, and a lot of these churches were saying that they would go on live, you know, to do their services, but it wasn't working. There were a lot of glitches, just like, you know, we're having a glitch here on radio. Or if you go on live to the link at US Arab Radio, you'll be able to hear this. But I was hoping we can get this set up with Facebook. So this is a test. I feel bad if you can't hear what's going on. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will continue this discussion here at Arab Radio, the Arab Street Radio and Podcast. We're broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan through 690 AM WNZK Radio. I do it every second Friday of the month in a coronavirus world this year. This month, Happy Easter, Sunday, April 12th, to traditional Christians. Today is Good Friday. Next Sunday is Easter for Orthodox Christians, and Happy Easter to them too. I'm Ray Hanania. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back right after these messages. And you're listening to the Arab Street Radio on WNZK AM 690 Radio. I broadcast through Detroit Radio on the internet and live radio in Detroit on the second Friday of every month, talking about Arab American issues. So you can Melissa Fayed is telling me she can hear the commercial softly, so I'm not sure how to jack that up. Because we have our guest at 8:30, Hala Senora Schweib from Life and Relief and Development, who's going to come on and talk about all the things they're doing to help not just Arabs and Muslims, but they're also helping, you know, everybody, Americans, bring food, to bring medicine, to bring all kinds of stuff. So we want to get a report from, you know, them today. And, you know, I got to learn things. My hair is long. I can't go get my hair cut. I've been eating at home junk food. You know, I've been ordering pizzas. We go to the store. My wife does once in a while, you know, because I have some issues. I'm trying to stay in. I wear a face mask. It's, you know, a little uncomfortable. You know, when you wear a face mask and you have glasses, your eyes fog up, okay, as you're walking around. So it's a dangerous thing. I don't wear it in the car. I pull it down under my chin. You can make a face mask, too, if you can't get one. It's pretty easy. I think I did a little video for some people that were looking to do that. So it's really, I think it's kind of rough. Our number is 248-557-3300, 248-557-3300, if you want to call in. It's fun to be on Facebook, all these great messages from people. I appreciate it. So hopefully, I don't know, maybe, when our guest comes on, we'll jack up the audio just a little bit, to see if we can, you know, make sure the people can hear. I'm just not sure why it's not being heard. So we got a great, internet system. This is the problem with, so, you know, with this whole idea of staying home and trying to do everything from the house. You know, we did some teleconference calls for some governments that I rep, and you got a call-in number, you got a join code, then you got to decide who's going to be speaking, who's not going to be speaking. So the people that are board members, they have to have a speaker access number and a speaker access code. Then the public that's listening, they get a number that they get to punch, and I'll tell you, it sounds easy. But when the reality is here, technology can be a real burden. It's not as easy as you think. There's just got to be a simpler way. When I downloaded Zoom, which is a great system to bring people together, it was so complicated. I got to talk to my buddy Steve Newhouse. I wonder if he's using it, and maybe he can kind of help me do it, because we're going to do this online comedy show. Daniel Fuentes, thank you, buddy. He says he can hear me fine. It's just my guest I'm worried about. A little concerned about my guest, to make sure that you can hear him when they call in or when people call in. That number is 248-557-3300. I want to hear your problems. How is everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody is staying in. I'm sure, you know, it's one of these things where I'm sure everybody knows somebody who passed away. A friend of mine, who published an Arab American newspaper for 18, 19 years, died, Mansour Tadros. I went to his funeral, and the funeral was typical. That it was so unusual that a lot of the TV stations were interested in the video that I shot of the funeral. You know, when you're a writer and a columnist, I'm not really a reporter anymore, I'm an opinion columnist, but once in a while I'll try to, you know, pass along some features and news stories. I videotaped this funeral. No one could get out of their car. This is at Lawn Funeral Home in Tinley Park. Mansour's family was there with face masks, and they were there with the priest. Mansour was from Jordan. Like I said, a great guy, and his death is just terrible for his family and for all the friends that knew him, because he was the nicest person in the world. The good die young. That's true. It's really sad. You had to sit in your car in the parking lot at the funeral home, and you watched at a distance while the family opened the hearse, the back of the hearse, and then funeral home director walked around with a face mask and handed out funeral cards that you had to put on your window. And I think there were 70 cars in the parking lot. Everybody was in their own car, and you could see the family come out with the casket. It was brought out. Usually you see like 6 to 8 people carrying a casket as a tribute to the person, their best friends. That wasn't done. It was on a gurney. They brought it out. They put it in the hearse. And then the hearse shut the back door. The family got in there. Two cars, they followed behind, and then the other 70 cars followed behind them. And when we got to the cemetery, nobody could get out of the car. And you know how cemetery roads are kind of narrow. You can barely fit two cars on those narrow pathways. So the 70 cars formed two rows of about 30 to 40 cars each on each side. And everybody sat in their car, and not everybody could see what was going on. They did a service out there at graveside, and the priest was there. It lasted about maybe 20, 25 minutes. It was sad. There weren't a lot of flowers. You know, I was trying to decide, should I send flowers? You know, what were you going to do with it? So I just made sure that the family knew. I spoke to them and did everything I could to help get the word out, because when someone passes away, they will live if everybody remembers them. So one of the things I learned as a reporter at the Sun-Times is whenever they sent me out to cover these big fires, you know, and I get to the fire scene and a family would have lost a child or a grandparent or a family member, and I would go to the survivors and I'd say, listen, I'd like to interview. And they go, no, not now. It's tragic. And I go, I know this is terrible, but now's the time you need to talk to me so I can get your relative story out to the public so people can know who this person really was. Because once they're gone, the way to live forever is to be remembered. You remember people, you talk about people. That's why there's a wake. A wake is to bring everybody together so you can share stories about people and, keep that person alive in your memories and your discussions. They don't die if you're talking about them all the time, like talking about Mansour Tadros. I mean, I'm sure he's up there, you know, someplace with my cousin Jesus, because my mother's from Bethlehem. I love to point that out. Bethlehem is a cool place. Bethlehem is a beautiful place, and I'm just hoping that we can go back there again soon once all that turmoil in the Middle East is resolved. So they buried him, and then Mansour at the cemetery, they closed the casket, they put him in the vault, and then they were going to drop the vault into the ground later. So they left the vault out with one set of flowers on it, and everybody drove by, 70 cars, one at a time. And the family members sat in cars next to the casket. It was so sad. They had their window rolled down a little more than halfway. And as you would go by, you'd roll your window down and you would offer your condolences. It really is. Dina, my cousin who's watching this from Lebanon. Hey, Dina, it's good to hear you and see your comments. It is a terrible way for somebody to go, but hopefully when all this coronavirus is done, they can do a memorial service. But there are almost 17,000 people that have died, and I just can't imagine the grief and then the fear for the other, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people have the coronavirus. A lot of people don't even know they have it, you know, because they haven't been tested. This whole thing is just a mess. It's horrible. And, you know, what I don't like, though, and I wrote a column this week for the Southwest News Herald newspaper that I write for. There's eight newspapers that the column runs in the Southwest and West suburbs. I was a little upset with Governor Pritzker because, you know, I'm tired of him just telling us what we need to do. I want to see something more. There's got to be more that government can do. I mean, there are a lot of people that are losing their jobs. I don't know how they're going to survive. There are businesses that are going out of business. And hospitals don't have everything they need. So, Governor, quit playing politics. You know, he spends half his time attacking President Trump. Trump isn't the greatest person in the world. Is there any politician on the national scene that, you know, we elevate the ones we like and we push down the ones we don't like? It's horrible. And so don't play politics. I just want him to focus on us and addressing the virus and helping us survive this. That's what he should do. So I kind of hammered him in the column because that's not a time, even in Mayor Lori Lightfoot, her too. Knock it off. Be a leader. Be a leader, and you have to work with people you can't work with that normally because of politics. You need to work with them to make things happen for us because it's about us. It's about you people. You know, when these guys are fighting politically, they're wasting their time not focusing on what you need. So many businesses are going to close. So many people are going to lose jobs. This is terrible. They won't be able to pay their bills. This is exponentially getting worse. It's going to get worse, and we need to do better. Our leaders need to do better. I'll tell you, one of my clients in the town of Cicero, this Larry Dominick and the board there, they've done phenomenal stuff offering services to senior citizens. They're going to work. So everybody's doing their part, and that's what we need to do. We're going to take another break here. It's 7:28 in the morning in Chicago, 8:28 in Detroit, 3:28 in Jerusalem, and I think by Dina, my cousin in Lebanon. I'm Ray Hanania. We're going to take a quick break here at WNZK AM 690 Radio, the Arab Street Radio, broadcasting live on the internet, broadcasting live on radio, 690 AM, and experimenting with broadcasting live on Facebook. Now I know how hard it is for a lot of these churches that are trying to broadcast live that are having problems interacting. They can get the video out there and the sound, but they can't get the interaction from their congregation. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, hopefully we will talk with our guest, Hala Sanoya Schwab, who is with Life for Relief and Development. We're going to talk about all the great work they're trying to do out there in Michigan. I'm Ray Hanania. We'll be right back right after these messages. And welcome back to WNZK AM 690 Radio, broadcasting live from Chicago through Michigan's 690 AM radio in Detroit. This is the Arab Street Radio. I broadcast. I used to do this all the time. I was on WLS every morning for years when I covered City Hall and WLUP and a couple WBBM. And then I got back into Arab radio to get the Arab voice out there to help, you know, Arab Americans get more involved, you know, participate, get their census going. You know, the census doesn't include us. They just throw us into a big bundle. Say, oh, yeah, you're white. Shut up. I go, no. I protested the census for many times. But, you know, there are a lot of Arab Americans. You just don't see them because the majority of Arab Americans are actually Christian, large majority. This is traditional Easter this weekend, Good Friday. Happy Good Friday to everybody. Sunday is a traditional Easter. Happy Easter to everybody. But next week is Orthodox Easter. And a lot of Orthodox Christians will be celebrating Easter. I want to say hi to a lot of people that joined Deborah, my friend from Washington, D.C. Deborah McFadden, you're phenomenal. And just I can't even mention all the great things that you and your daughters have done. Also, Tim Haddock, one of the editors at the Southwest News newspaper group. He's on. And yes, you're right, Tim. Tell your wife that there's nothing wrong with touching your face as long as your hands are clean. I don't know how I'm going to get them dirty. I haven't left the house in like how many days? So Maria Punza Arias, the great clerk of the town of Cicero, is watching. Maria, yes, and I see the big smile she gave us. So broadcasting is fine. The only problem, like I said, I'm having is when people call in, I don't know if you were able to hear the commercials. Melissa Fayed was saying that they could hear it softly. So, I don't know. We'll see. I have a guest who's supposed to be calling in, Hala Sanoya Schwab, and she's with Life for Relief and Development in Michigan. They're an Arab and Muslim group who have been doing a lot of work to help everybody, not just the Arabs and Muslims, but all Americans, provide food, to provide money, to provide health services. And like I said, nobody does it better than the town of Cicero. There are other clients, too. They're all doing a great job. But I got to tell you, what Cicero does for seniors is unbelievable. If you're a senior citizen, you get everything. They do so much for seniors. And, they deserve a big plug all the time because I've covered government for Wow, 45 years inside and outside, and I have to say that you know, President Dominic does a phenomenal job out there doing all that stuff. This week is, I don't know, they keep saying this is the week, the 9/11 week, they say, for coronavirus, that this is the plateau, we hope, but they expect a lot of people, the numbers of fatalities are going to grow. That's horrible to even think about that. But, you know, and I've been watching all these virus movies like Contagion, and everything that was in the movie is coming true. All that stuff is coming true. Our number is 248-557-3300 if you want to call in and say hi, or you want to type a message out on Facebook. I'll be happy to read it for you and just to share your views. Mary Angie Hernandez, yes, it's good to hear from you. Everything is good. Let's see. The census. Melissa was sending me a message about her family only being included as white because the numbers needed a boost, I guess. I don't know. Either they should include everybody. You know, everybody should be included in the census. You know, I'm Arab American. I'm really proud to be Arab American. And I'm American. I served during the Vietnam War. My dad served during World War II. My uncle served during World War II. You know, I always like to tell the story about my dad and my uncle. They went to the recruiter right after Pearl Harbor, and the recruiters looked at my dad. He was studying law. He was working as an accountant. He immigrated from Jerusalem in the 20s. And they said, oh, yeah, you speak Arabic, English, and a little bit of French. So they put him in the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, where he worked, which eventually became the CIA. And he worked with them. So they put him in the Fifth Army, and then he went to the OSS. And my uncle, his brother, Moses, wanted to go with my dad, George, and fight together against the Nazis. And but the recruiters said no, they weren't going to put him with my dad. His name was Moses, and they put him on a battleship because they thought, because his name was Moses and he was from Jerusalem in the Middle East, the Holy Land, that he'd be able to help part the seas for the war. So he spent 4 years on a battleship in the Atlantic, which I personally think would be rough. I served at an Air Force base during the Vietnam War. That was exciting because those jets, those F-111s, were flying over all the time. It was pretty cool. We're still waiting for our guest to call in. I'm surprised because she did, I checked in with her. And I feel bad because I know she has a great message to share. And I know our producer, Dylan, will let me know. Yeah, she hasn't called in yet. I'm wondering what's going on. That technology. And yes, Maria Punzares is pointing out, let's remind everybody, listen, the census forms have come in this week. You should have gotten them in the mail. You could do this online. You don't have to leave your house. And it's so important to do the census. And I was going to start a campaign where I was going to ask everybody to say they were Arab, okay, even if they weren't Arab, just to boost our numbers a little bit. Because the census says there are only like 2 million of us in the United States. And I know that's not true. There are more than at least 5,000, 5 million. There are at least 5 million Arabs in the United States. And I know that's a small number from 340 million people in the United States. We're like a little, 1.5% or something like that. But still, you know what? We deserve a district. Chicago has the largest concentration of Palestinian Americans. We deserve representation. We deserve funding. We don't get any funding. You know, Arabs were treated so badly. You know, so it's horrible. Did I just touch my face again? Yeah, I got, you know, I got to be careful. I'm trying to stop. You know, it's not easy to do. So, and I got to get my hair cut. What's left? I got an airstrip growing in the back over there and on the front. So our number is 248-557-3300. If you want to call in, and like I said, I'm really sorry about our guest. I was hoping we would get Layla, if you're out there, Layla El Hosseini, the media mogul who runs US Arab Radio Network every morning, Monday through Friday. She broadcasts, and she's been doing it for, I don't know, 8 to 10 years. Every morning. I remember that would be a full-time job. Remember WLS offered me a job, you know, to be a morning host. And I just said I didn't think I could do it. First of all, they wanted it real early in the morning. Every morning for 4 hours, that just seemed really rough. It probably paid good, but I preferred writing for newspapers at the time, and I didn't want to leave City Hall. But to do that every morning, you got to give them credit. And with barely any money, the government, you know what, that's why Herb should be, you know, we need to be better counted. And we're not counted because she didn't get any money from the government. All these other ethnic groups get all kinds of money from the government. We need to get more. We need to get a lot more. A lot of businesses are out there also because, and we need to support them during this pandemic. You need to order, you need to support them. They're having a hard time, and we can't let them go down because I'm telling you, it's exponential. As everything collapses, it's like a suction. It brings everybody down, even like people that are doing well that haven't been directly impacted other than being forced to stay home. You know, it's going to impact you because as money stops coming in, taxes stop coming in. As taxes stop coming in, services stop coming in. As services stop coming in and are reduced, and people are laid off. It's not an easy thing to do. It's all connected. Everybody is connected in this. So we need to think about helping. If you have a neighbor that needs help, reach out to them. See what you can do to help them, especially if you're in a good position where you can do some good. 248-557-3300. If you want to call in, you can call in. That's international too. Dina in Lebanon, you want to call in? Call in. I'd love to get a call from Lebanon. I know that a lot of people in Jerusalem, especially in the Jewish community there, watch the show. I got a lot of good friends there. Israel Campbell and I, he's a stand-up comedian in Jerusalem. And he and I did comedy with the Israeli-Palestinian Comedy Tour back in 2007 and 2008. It was a lot of fun. We performed for Arab and Jewish groups and American groups. I think the Americans were looking at us like, what the heck are we talking about? What are Palestinians? You know, they knew what Israelis were. but it was a little hard for them to grasp. But what, Pakistanians? I remember Mayor Daley said he supported a Pakistanian state. No, Mayor, it was a Palestinian state. We're going to do a online comedy show, hopefully, and we'll put some information out there. And my buddy, oh, there you go. Here's a friend of mine calling in. Arkan Aladnani, Arkan Shaker. How you doing, Arkan? One of my editors over at the Arab News newspaper. Yeah, we're really kind of building up our base here in the United States, and we're going to spread Arabism all over. And once we take over, everybody's going to be Arab, okay? It's a good thing to be Arab because I'm telling you, we got the best food. Tabbouleh, hummus. Our Easters are phenomenal. Our Arab Easters are phenomenal. I bet Arkan, he knows all the great restaurants in London. He knows all the great restaurants in Dubai. This guy, and he's Iraqi, he turned me on to this one phenomenal restaurant in Dubai that we went to eat at, and it was like, wow. They cook the fish out on a grill. All right, we got to take another quick break. It's time to do that. And when we come back, we'll continue our radio show until 8 o'clock Chicago time, 9 o'clock Detroit time, 4 p.m. Jerusalem time. I'm Ray Hanania here at the Arab Street Radio and Podcast. Our number is 248-557-3300 if you want to call in during the last 15 minutes. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back right after these messages. And welcome back to the Arab Street Radio and Podcast. I'm Ray Hanania, special U.S. correspondent for the Arab News newspaper. Their website is arabnews.com, and we're live on Detroit, Michigan's AM 690 WNZK Radio. Happy Easter to everybody. Happy Good Friday to the traditional Christians. And next Friday, we won't be on the air. I won't be. So I want to wish the Orthodox Christians who celebrate based on the Julian calendar, happy Easter to them. Because next week on Monday, they're going to be out at all the grocery stores You'll see all the Arabs come out of their homes, all the Orthodox Arabs, buying up all the peeps at 75% off. It's a good discount. You know, the Orthodox, we got it. We got it made, the Orthodox Christians. We go out there, we save a lot of money on Easter stuff, eggs, chocolate bunnies, and peeps, yellow peeps. You have your peeps, call my peeps. All right, now you're going to eat my peeps, but what are you going to do? Our number, 248-557-3300. I'm sorry we didn't have our guest. I was expecting her to call. We went back and forth several times. Something must have happened. Hopefully she's doing well. I know she has a number, and I just texted Layla. I got to keep not touching my face as I talk. You know what? When I was a kid, my mom used to cut my hair, but I didn't like it. She'd get rid of the bangs, you know, because all my friends had these cool beetle bangs when we grew up. Their hair was long like the Beatles. And I'd go to the barber, and he'd take this big shaver, and he'd just shave the hair off my head. And I'd be looking. I'd go, what the heck is that? You think it's a good look for an Arab not to have any hair on his head? Ay, jeez, my hair is actually getting long. It doesn't look long, but I'm telling you, this is twice as long as I normally have, and it's going to be down to my shoulders because I can't get to the barber to get my hair cut. And I love my wife, but I'm not sure I'm going to have her cut my hair. I'll probably end up cutting my hair, and I'll just destroy it. I'll hack it all up the way I did when I was young, trying to make it look better every time I go get my hair cut. The Arab Street Radio is broadcast live online. We're broadcast live on radio and 690 AM WNZK. I'm trying to get into the internet. I mean, our lives are going to change. I'm not sure what the full impact is going to be, but we're not going to be close to people the way we were. So no one's, you know, it used to be a hand bump instead of a handshake. Remember, we went from a handshake to a hand bump. Nobody wanted to spread germs. Then it became an elbow bump during the coronavirus. Now it's an air elbow bump during the coronavirus and an air fist bump during the coronavirus. You kind of go like that. Here's a fist bump to all of you guys. Here's an elbow bump to all of you guys. Say hello for joining me on the radio and supporting our radio show and our advertisers, who I hope you can hear on Facebook. I know they can hear them on the radio. So things are going to change. We're going to be more conscious of, we're going to go up as soon as hand sanitizer comes back to the store shelves. It's going to take a long time to fill that store shelf up with hand sanitizer because, you know, people are going to buy like dozens and dozens of bottles of hand sanitizer as soon as they're back at the store. They're buying up toilet paper. Now, okay, I was wondering, why would they buy up toilet paper? You know, were people not using toilet paper for a long time and decided, well, they better use it just to stay clean? I don't know, but I guess it's because they just didn't want to go out, and toilet paper is essential, probably more essential than food. Canned food, you go to the grocery stores, they're like, the shelves are empty. Here we got Hala on the line. Let's bring her on. Hala, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
How are you this morning?
Yes, we're good. We missed you. We only got about 8 more minutes, but tell us quickly about Life for Relief and Development. You've done a lot of great things out there in Michigan, Hala, and give us a little overview about all the burden of the coronavirus and all the work that your agency has been doing to help not just Arabs and Muslims, but Americans of every ethnic and race and religion.
So Life Relief and Development, we've been looking for ways to help the community with a lot of people losing their jobs. One way we've reached out to the community is through Meals on Wheels, which is a service for the local senior citizens of Detroit. So we distributed and sponsored Meals on Wheels so that they were able to distribute a little over 2,000 meals to seniors in the Metro Detroit area. And then on top of that, we've also been trying to work with, you know, getting masks in for hospitals because I know there's a shortage for the healthcare workers. So we've been working on day in, day out trying to find masks. And it's like trying to find gold, you know, but yeah. we're getting. And we've done a lot of work, too, with refugees down in Texas, Houston, Texas, with, you know, just providing them with some educational materials just because of that language barrier that there. A lot of them don't seem to understand what, you know, the extent of this coronavirus. Of course, they can read about it in their own language, but just having those resources available to them isn't always there. And we also distributed some hygiene kits to them and explained to them, you know, how these hygiene kits can be used and whatnot. And it's really sad, right? Because a lot of these refugees, not only do they have this language barrier, but a lot of them have lost their jobs with the companies that they've been working for being shut down. So it's hard for them because a lot of them cannot receive that government assistance. So they rely on organizations like LIFE to help provide them with that assistance.
So, and are you finding that there's, I mean, first you have the virus out there and the impact of the virus, mm-hmm. and then people are sick, people are restricted to their homes, and on top of that, you have people that are suffering because their income has stopped. You know, their income isn't coming in, and they're not working, and that has to be even worse. I mean, where are you getting, is it from donations from people, food? What are you providing, and how are you providing it?
So we've been advertising a lot and sending out some email campaigns, right, just to let people know we're collecting funds. So we've been receiving a lot of support from the community as far as donations go to receive funds to be able to help and give back to the community, which is a great thing. It's a cycle. We need, we need those funds, those donations in order to do the work that we do. And I know speaking on behalf of those refugees down in Texas, I was really touched just to see, because I don't think the general American population understands that these refugees coming from different countries do not have the government assistance. They can't file unemployment necessarily, a typical American citizen can file for. They can't get those food stamps that a lot of Americans now are going out and getting. So they rely on organizations like LIFE, Helping Hands, just a bunch of different organizations that can help them to get through this hard time. And a lot of them, too, as you mentioned, they are having a hard time paying for their rent. So then you have that stress of being evicted and whatnot, because, I know there's some states that are making it unlawful to be evicted for the next 3 to 4 months, but there's some states that do not have that law in place right now, and landlords are able to, unfortunately, evict people. So it's a really hard time for everybody, and we're always looking for support from the community to be able to go out and do all these activities and do all these projects in order to give back.
And Hala, what is your website if people want to help or donate or support you? And again, just reminding everybody that you're an Arab and Muslim organization, and you're helping everybody. Obviously, you're helping the Arab and Muslim community, because to be honest, there are not a lot of programs out there from the government to help Arabs and Muslims. We have to get in line like everybody else, but everybody else also has organizations like yours that are getting funding from the government, that are getting support, so their efforts are 10 times stronger than our efforts, so what you're doing is phenomenal. What's your website if people want to help?
So anyone that wants to help out can go to lifeusa.org/coronavirus, and I'll tell you it again, right? It's lifeusa.org/coronavirus.
All right. Well, if they go to Life USA, life.usa, you said, or lifeusa.com?
Lifeusa.org.
Lifeusa.org. And if they go there, they should see a button for the coronavirus campaign, correct? Okay. So lifeusa.org. If you want to support and make a donation to a great organization, Life for Relief does so much. Out there in Michigan, and if you have the wherewithal, do what you can to help them. Hala, any quick final words? We're down to our last couple minutes.
All I want to say is, we really appreciate the support from the community, and we're hoping to get more and more support so we can go out there and do more and more of the great work that we do and help people through this hard time, because it's affecting everybody, and we're in this together.
All right, Hala, thank you so much. Hala Senura Schweib. I appreciate you joining us from Life for Relief and Development there in Michigan, helping Arabs, Muslims, and mainstream Americans. I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. Good Friday today. Happy Good Friday. I want to thank everybody who joined us on Facebook. It's nice to see so many nice comments out there. I really appreciate it. And, of course, next week for the Orthodox Christians, they'll be celebrating Easter. Most of this is going to be virtual. You'll be doing it online. It's not easy, but I hope it works. I'm Rehan and Ia. You guys have a great week, and we will talk to you later. Happy Easter again. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Arab Street Radio and Podcast. I'm Ray Hanania. We've had a discussion of all the issues facing Arabs in America and the Middle East, from Israel to Palestine, Syria, and more. Visit www.hanania.com to get more information on all of my podcasts and on my award-winning opinion columns.